Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and of course our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting, just up the pike from us right here in good old Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, and of course for all the love on Pinterest. We appreciate all the love you're sending our way, and to quote the great philosophers, REO Speedwagon, we're going to keep on loving you. We do love you back. We want you to get the most out of your website. That's why we're here, to arm you with knowledge and empower you to make the best website decisions and ask the best questions of those who are working with you on your website. You can forward your questions to us too. Web development, web design, PPC, social media, content marketing, SEO, what it all means to your business, ask us. Ask us on Facebook, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that ask a question button to your right on our website. Now today, I'm going to discuss with you an SEO and social trifecta. Sounds foreboding, doesn't it? Trifecta. You thought two was bad. Wait till you see three.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Yeah, three important pieces of your internet marketing puzzle in the news this week. First, we're going to discuss how PPC, pay-per-click, is not SEO and vice versa, and why there is no such thing as a Google certified SEO partner. That just chaps me that some people would blur those lines, and they do. But we'll get to that here in a couple minutes. Secondly, remember a few weeks back, we talked about TripAdvisor getting sued by the Italian Competition Authority for over $600,000, and I said, watch out. This is just the beginnings of the review site controversy. Well, the saga continues with Yelp suing a positive review provider, quote unquote, spam. Yeah, you got it. They sued one of those companies that promises to provide you with positive reviews for a price. Seriously, can you believe people actually do that still? I hope you don't. Seriously. But can you believe people actually do that? And then turn around and criticize the New England Patriots. And then thirdly, we're going to answer a question. We have a question this week from Bob in Elizabethtown. His question is, will duplicate meta titles and meta tags get me into penalty with Google? I love this one, especially because John Mueller of Google addressed this issue very recently, and we will answer that question in the second part of our show. So first, the issue of blurring the lines between SEO and pay-per-click. Seriously, nothing chaps me more than this, because so many of you listening right now think SEO is either a bunch of hogwash, it's snake oil, or you just don't think that it's all it's cracked up to be. The main reason for this is that there are so many people and businesses who claim to be SEO experts who are passing on misleading information. You know, i.e., I'll get you to the top of Google. Yeah, they blur the lines between SEO and pay-per-click because, you know, when you look at some of their tactics, lots of times they're basically selling pay-per-click as SEO, which it is not. And in other cases, they're outright using black hat tactics like, you know, buying links. Don't even get me started on links. Well, here recently, I saw a blog post by a regional web company that includes SEO in their mix of services. And the post was basically a sales piece when you read it. And it stated that they do SEO the right way, and as a Google certified partner, we can't afford not to. That was the quote. As a Google certified partner, we can't afford not to. Oh, Pandora, your box is open yet again. What concerns me the most is that the entire piece was about SEO, and the Google Certified Partner Program has nothing to do with SEO. It has everything to do with pay-per-click, more specifically AdWords. ladies and gentlemen, these are the kinds of claims that are succeeding in confusing you all. SEO is organic search. AdWords / pay-per-click is paid search. It's as simple as that. They do not impact each other. The only way that they're similar at all is the fact that there will be some overlap with your organic keywords and your paid keywords. It's kind of a no-brainer that that's going to happen. But they don't impact each other. Read my lips. Google does not partner with SEOs. That would constitute a major conflict of interest that would not go unnoticed. If someone is trying to sell you SEO services and they tell you they're a Google certified partner, I want you to ask them this question. What does pay-per-click have to do with SEO? And then I want you to remember these facts, because these are the four criteria for becoming a Google certified partner. And this is right off the Google Partners page itself. So to be a Google certified partner, these are the four criteria. One, company profile. Create and complete a partner's company profile so we have the information necessary to list your agency on Google Partner Search. Two, certification. Get certified in AdWords to show that you and your colleagues have advanced AdWords knowledge. Three, spend. Meet the spend requirement across your managed accounts to show that your agency has a healthy amount of activity. I love that. Healthy amount of activity. Four, best practices. Implement the recommended best practices in your client accounts to demonstrate that you're maximizing their AdWords performance. Now, those four pieces, you can go to the partners page right now and listen to what I just said, and I'm reading directly off of there. If you're listening on iTunes, Spreaker, or Stitcher, and you don't trust your short-term memory, just visit this episode on our podcast page at minddnd.com/podcast, and you'll see the link to this information for your reference. Now, what word was missing from those four criteria? Okay, it's not a word, it's an acronym. But you know what I'm getting at. SEO. Knowledge is power, friends, and the more you know, the better decisions you can make with your search engine optimization. Being a Google certified partner means basically that you took Google's test to become AdWords certified, you implement their recommended practices to maximize your client's AdWords performance. Love the corporate cliche there, huh? But mainly, you're spending enough on AdWords to make Google happy. Again, this has nothing to do with SEO. Everything to do with pay-per-click. This is a blurring of the lines that has led many of you to utter confusion with regard to SEO. Just remember, Google does not partner with SEOs. It would be a major conflict of interest. If an SEO uses Google certified partner in any context with you other than AdWords / pay-per-click, ask them, what does pay-per-click have to do with SEO? And then reference the criteria I just gave you. And if they want to argue with you, just leave. Now, second on the agenda this week, once upon a time, there was an online review site called TripAdvisor that got sued by the Italian Competition Authority for over $600,000 for, quote, failing to prevent fraudulent reviews on their website. That was just a couple of months ago when I reported it. I told you to watch out, that this could really be the beginning of the snowball rolling downhill with regard to the accountability of online review sites in general. Well, do you think it's any coincidence that Yelp has just sued a review company? Yep, a company that is brazen enough to say, get all positive reviews for your business and remove fake reviews. Oh, my word. So the moral of the story is that all negative reviews are fake and all positive reviews are real. Yeah, we're going to discuss this.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Kanye West, and I just want to say that Beyonce designs and develops the best websites of all time.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast, where this week we have so far empowered your mind as to the fact that there is no such thing as a Google certified SEO partner. And we're talking review sites again now with the follow-up to the aforementioned TripAdvisor lawsuit. Now, when TripAdvisor was sued by the ICA, that's the Italian Competition Authority, back in December, I told you right here on this podcast that this could mark a real dynamic shift in the realm of online reviews. We've talked on this podcast about how review sites are a forum that is constantly spammed with both negative and positive reviews, and the ICA lawsuit was specifically suing TripAdvisor for, quote, failing to prevent fraudulent reviews, unquote. This is something that simply needed to happen because if you're a review site, you should be accountable for the reviews you get, period. It's up to you to set guidelines for reviews and to take it upon yourself to review the reviews for quality's sake to the best of your ability. Like keywords and linking before it, online reviews have been spammed and manipulated to the point where they're not as reliable or valid as they used to be. Now, don't get me wrong. We all still use them, and there are definitely plenty of legitimate reviews to be found. But the spamming and manipulation has reached a point where something's got to give. And that something is the review sites. The first precedent has been set holding review sites accountable for the quality of the reviews they publish in the aforementioned TripAdvisor lawsuit. And now Yelp has taken action against RevLeap. Now, RevLeap is not the only company out there like this. I want to preface this with that because there are a bazillion companies out there doing this. But RevLeap is a Los Angeles-based company that promises positive reviews to its clients who pay for their service. RevLeap actually says in print right on their website, create a large constant flow of positive reviews that stay on top of your profile and remove fake reviews. Now, see how carefully worded that is, because it insinuates that bad reviews are fake and good reviews are real. It doesn't come out and say it, but it definitely insinuates it there. Create a large constant flow of positive reviews that stay on top of your profile and remove fake reviews. I'm sorry, you can't get any more brazenly stupid than that. Seriously. But wait. You can. They make this claim while using the Google Plus, TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Facebook logos on their site, right above that statement. And this, friends, is why Yelp has sued RevLeap, claiming, quote, trademark violation, unfair competition, and breach of contract, amongst other claims, unquote. People, when I see this stuff, I almost don't know what to say. Almost. But seriously, These kinds of businesses only exist because there are enough of you out there in business who will pay these jokers because they tell you what you want to hear. You want to be told that you can pay someone to get good reviews. It's a lot easier and faster than getting those good reviews the old-fashioned way. Now, I know all of you don't want to be told that, but apparently there's enough of you to where these companies exist. So anyway, it's happening. Review sites are going to be scrutinizing review submissions even more heavily now that they know that it could cost them big time. If you want control of your online reviews, the most legitimate way to handle it is to first serve your customers to the best of your ability. Second, when someone expresses satisfaction to you, don't be shy about directing them to your Yelp or Google Plus business listing where they can leave a positive review for you. Don't be overbearing, but just ask and direct them to your business profile. And third, the one we all dread, address your negative feedback. When you do this, be as courteous and helpful as you can. And remember, this is an opportunity for people to see in print how you go about handling customer complaints and concerns. And remember that it is in print, or it's, you know, up there, you know, permanently in that review form where people can read it over and over again and see just how courteous you are and how you take the high road in dealing with customer complaints. There's a lot that you don't have control of with regard to your online reviews. But one thing's for sure, paying for good reviews is not the solution to the problem. And finally, I've got a question from one of our listeners, Bob in Elizabethtown. And Bob asks us this: will duplicate meta titles and meta tags get me into penalty with Google? It's a great question, and it's one that Matt Cutts, apparent replacement at Google, John Mueller, addressed recently in a video. In a nutshell, we're looking at duplicates of meta titles, meta descriptions, and meta tags. First, let's get meta tags, you know, meta keyword tags, out of the equation here. Google hasn't indexed meta keyword tags for around 4 years now, and other search engines only index them to help determine if your site is spam or not. They don't help your optimization in any way and could actually hurt you. As for meta titles and meta descriptions, they are another matter entirely. You want to have both of these, and you want to have them formatted correctly with as little keyword repetition as possible. The truth is, though, that you will not go into penalty with Google if you have duplicate meta titles and meta descriptions. Now, before you breathe a huge sigh of relief over that, I'm going to go Paul Harvey on you and say, now, the rest of the story. And if you don't know who Paul Harvey is, it probably accentuates how much older than you I am. You will not go into Google penalty for having duplicate titles and descriptions because, A, Google's algorithm will most of the time only pick one of those pages to appear in any given search anyway. You know, the pages with the dupe titles and dupe descriptions. And then B, Google doesn't have to penalize you because you're basically penalizing yourself. It's true. Pages on your website that have duplicate titles and descriptions are competing with each other for ranking in the same keyword searches. So you're basically watering down your own results by having duplicate titles and descriptions. Will it get you into penalty? No. Will it keep you from getting better rankings? Yes. It's totally worth the time to get rid of those dupe titles and descriptions because while they're not the keys to the kingdom, they're basically the first clue to search engine bots as to what any particular page on your website is about. If it appears to the search engine bot that several pages on your website are about the exact same thing, the bot will pick the most representative page to show up in the SERPs. Thank you, Bob, for a great question this week, and thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, and for following us on Pinterest. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page, on the website, or mail us info@minddnd.com. Or heck, if you bump into us at the next chamber event or in the grocery store, just ask. We'll see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Smile, you're at Mr. Smiley's.